Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday morning, good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us as usual. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Favorite plays of the weekend on the gridiron when we pick six. So, as we have seen, now that Halloween is over, everyone is into Christmas, skipping right past Thanksgiving. But I thought this was hilarious. So, you know, I always go to Lost and Found, which is a bar right around the corner from where I live. It's my favorite bar on the planet. Been going there for, God, 10 plus years. And so I was in there on Tuesday with the lovely Catherine. I was talking to Jasmine, and Jasmine has been a long time bartender, but now she's the manager there. And so she was talking about Christmas ideas. And she goes, hey, guess what we're doing for Christmas? I was like, what? She goes, we're having Santa. Santa's coming. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, we're going to have Santa in the bar from like 9 to 11, and you can come over, you can sit in his lap, you can talk to him. I go, this is a great idea. I will absolutely come if Santa is there. But she said that she hired the Santa, who's like an old school, ho, 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 right, with the beard and everything. And she said, you know, since it's later, if you want a couple drinks from behind the bar, let us know. And he goes, no, 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 just make sure you have plenty of milk. Now that is a good, this guy is coming. He's like, no, no, I don't care about any of your drinks. No, 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 no. I want to make sure there's milk there because I'm Santa Claus. And by the way, if you could throw in some cookies, that'd be great as well. I love that commitment. Love it.
Ooh, method acting, right?
Yeah.
He could do a White Russian. That was one of the first alcoholic drinks I ever drank. I used to drink those with my grandpa around Christmas because that has milk in it, and it basically tastes like chocolate milk. And now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like it tastes really good with cookies.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing to me. Think about that for a second. Yep. I got to have my milk there. I'm Santa Claus. That is method acting at its greatest. But I love that. And by the way, I am going to sit in Santa's lap. Think about how many people are going to try that. Couple pops at the bar. Like, I'm going to go sit in this. Oh my God, that poor guy is going to be fending off people the entire night. I know.
Yeah, just better hope that like none of the NFL players that I always see you hanging out with like go sit on his lap because they're probably pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I appreciate it though, Santa. Good old Saint Nick, always coming through. Just like we do each and every Friday, because it is time to lock in our winners.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Let's start here. Lubbock, Texas. BYU, Texas Tech, under 52.5. I don't like Texas Tech. I don't like that they're good this season. I'm glad they're back in a Big 12 where they belong while we moved on. And when I want to make myself feel better, I always watch that old video of that guy in the end zone ringing the bell. It's hilarious. You can look it up yourself. But Texas Tech is legit. They are very, very good. They have some real beasts on that defensive line. David Bailey, Romello Height. I mean, those guys are just NFL dudes waiting to go to the league. And I say that because BYU wants to run the football, and they're going to run right into the heart of that defensive line, which is going to slow them down. I think Tech covers the number. That number is sitting at minus 10. But because they can slow down the BYU rushing attack, and because when Texas Tech gets a lead, they tend to slow the pace and hold on to that lead, I think that means we're going to get an under in Lubbock. Baron Morton has been great. Texas Tech has been awesome. But this is too many points. Let's go under 52 and a hook between BYU and Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think the defensive line is certainly going to be the star of this game for Texas Tech, and it feels to me like BYU has not faced a defensive line this nasty, and it's not even close. Like, I think some people point at that Utah game and say, okay, maybe the game is very similar to that one, but Texas Tech, it is another story facing the pressure that that defensive line brings. If you want to watch it, it is a noon Eastern start in Lubbock on Saturday.
Pick six!
Ah, pick six. We get a defensive pick six call as opposed to the other guy. Pick six. Pick six. All right, so next up, we're going to go to the NFL, and I'm going with the dog in a big divisional matchup between the Rams and the Niners. So we're going to go with San Francisco getting the 4.5 here because we've seen this matchup belong to the dogs in each of the last six meetings. The underdog has covered in six straight games between the Niners and the Rams and four straight outright wins, courtesy of whoever's the underdog in this matchup. So I understand the Rams are riding high right now, co-favorites to win the NFC over at BetMGM. And I do feel like in the NFL, sometimes you have to sell a stock when it is high. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the Rams are not one of the best teams in the NFL. I am just saying that this is going to be a closer matchup than this line indicates. The Niners are getting healthier. I'll take the 4.5 with San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan.
All right. Ooh, I like that as well. I talked about that bet earlier in the show, so I'm with you there. It is a 425 start in Santa Clara.
Pick six.
Pick six. Ah, there we go. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, laying 6.5 at home against Colorado. Remember the Buffaloes, Colorado? Have we forgotten about them? Yes. Remember a couple years ago, Deion walked in. He was coming. He's bringing his luggage. And it was Louis. Well, that luggage now is Samsonite because the Buffaloes have been terrible. Terrible. Lost to Utah, 53-7. Lost to Arizona, 52-17. They are spiraling right now. They are rotating quarterbacks in and out of the game every game because no one can get it done. This week, Deion decided, okay, let's switch play callers here. Remember a couple years ago when Deion Sanders was going to change the face of college football with his recruiting and his coaching? That seems like a distant memory. The Buffaloes are a bad football team. They are directionless, and now they have to go to Morgantown to take on this feisty West Virginia crew. Give me the Mountaineers laying less than a touchdown. West Virginia minus 6.5.
Ooh, wasn't there something with Dumb and Dumber in Colorado? Mary Samsonite? Yeah. Didn't she live in, was it Aspen?
That's right.
I don't know why I thought
Samsonite.
That.
I was way off. I think that was the line.
Mm. All right. Well, clearly my head is very focused on these games. If you want to watch it, Buffs and Mountaineers get together at noon Eastern in Morgantown.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, this week's fishy line, or a line that I feel like is going to reel a lot of the public in, is the Patriots getting points on the road at the Bucs. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Tampa Bay at home here. Tampa Bay coming off a week of rest, and I feel like this is a sell-high spot for the Patriots, where it's a tough defensive matchup. We know Todd Bowles is going to have a great game plan going against a young quarterback in Drake May, who has looked great so far and maybe has a decent game in this one. But the Patriots' defense is really stout against the run, but they can certainly be had against the pass when you look at their numbers. And that's not a great matchup when you go against Baker Mayfield, who can throw to whoever. It seemed to matter the receivers on the field, no matter if Mike Evans is out. He is going to make his receivers better. And plus, this is a home matchup, you know, where the Bucs have been really good. So I think this is kind of the low point for the Patriots. They've been skating by. They've been winning some close games. So I think that I'm going to go with the odds makers here. We're going to lay the 2.5 with Tampa Bay. I think it's a big win for Baker Mayfield and company.
Oh, I like that as well. I feel like the line, like you were talking about, is just kind of begging you to take the Patriots. But the Buccaneers, with Baker in this spot, feels like that's the right call. I think they can pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the Patriots, so I think you're right there. Early slate game, 1 o'clock start at Raymond James Stadium.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Oregon at Iowa, as the Hawkeyes like to say. We're going to go under 40.5. You're like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? Oregon at Iowa, that's a low total. Yeah, I know. Ducks are coming off a bye week. They should be ready for this game. But will they be ready for the Iowa defense, which gives up 2.6 yards per play? They are so stingy. And you guys know Iowa football, right? Every game is usually decided by 3 or 4 points. Either they win or they lose. They're sneaky decent this year. They're number 20 in the country, but this is about the weather. 80% chance of rain in Iowa City, according to the Daily Tip Doppler 9000. Always accurate, always ahead of the curve. We're going to have winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. So you take rainy weather, a stingy defense, and an Iowa team that always tends to play lower scoring games, particularly at Kinnick Stadium. It's low, but it's the right side. Let's go under 40.5 in Iowa City.
Ah, Iowa football, absolutely unwatchable. We'll see if Oregon can do something about this. And low-key, this is a big game for Oregon. You know, they have a couple spots where they could trip themselves up, and already it feels like the committee's not super high on Oregon. So they've got this one, and then they end the year on the road at Washington, which is another place that is not the easiest place to play on the road. So a couple of big road tests for Dan Lanning and company. But I will say this, he did respond nicely on that road matchup against Penn State, which, insert eye roll here, I know people say Penn State's terrible. They weren't terrible back then. And plus, that was a whiteout. If you're talking about tough road environments, Oregon fit the bill in that one. So I would lean towards Oregon, but this is a high number and a very low total. So I think the under is certainly the way to go. It's a top 20 battle at Kinnick Stadium at 3:30 Eastern on Saturday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so if you like low totals, we've got another game for you. Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to go under 37.5. So this one's been dropping like a rock when it comes to this total. And some of this has to do with the quarterback situation with the Texans. It's C.J. Stroud who is not going to be playing in this one. So we get another dose of Davis Mills and his super long neck. But I think the story for me in this one is how good the Texans defense has been. And you look at them, and they're the number one scoring defense and the NFL, limiting opponents to under 20 points a game, and it has just been stifling. And this is why the Texans have been one of the best under teams in the league this season, under on 6 of their 8 games so far this year. So a low total. I don't believe in the Jaguars going against the stifling Texans defense. And plus, you look at the offensive line for the Texans, it's still not good. No matter who's the quarterback, they're not going to get a ton of production. So I feel like this is going to be a lower scoring game. So we're going to hit the under 37.5 between the Texans and the Jaguars. Jaguars defense, don't let me down, because that is the sabotage factor in this game.
No, I think you're spot on here. The Texans had a hard time moving the ball with C.J. Stroud. And Davis Mills in that neck. It reminds me of the picture that we tweet out every day.
Look at my picture on that. This is Davis Mills.
That's how I look in the graphic that we tweet out. Like, I don't know what was going on with me that day. I look like a giraffe in that picture. That's why I never retweet it. I'm like, it's a bad picture of me. And from a few years ago. So I used to make fun of Davis Mills and his neck. And then I'm like, look at you. You also have a long neck. Maybe you should not do that any longer.
Karma, it'll get you every time. I wonder if Davis Mills feels that way, like about his neck and his picture, or if any of the NFL players like see their like profile picture on ESPN, they're like, God, do we have to use that? Or they did something stupid in those like those the moving intros for like Sunday Night Football, when they're like pointing at the camera and they're like talking about like their elementary school or high school or college. Like, there's got to be somebody who cringes every time they see theirs.
I think so. Oh, man. Well, when you look back at old pictures, well, I mean, I guess if that's your neck, that's your neck, unless it's grown a couple inches in the past few years. I'm not one to talk. But honestly, more than anything else, I always wondered when I saw that picture first come out, and I know it's been exaggerated a little bit. Like, I worried about injury. You know what I mean? Who was it that used to do the, this is old school, Merton Hanks? Look up that video. He was a corner for the Niners. I know this is an old school reference, but he used to bop his head like this as he would return a pick six or go into the end zone. And it was just like a bobblehead or something. He had a super long neck, and that was his thing when he would go into the end zone. Like, he was known for that. But I always thought, isn't that dangerous if you play in the NFL?
I think he should wear one of those old school like neck protectors that like the fullbacks wore. Or was it like the linebackers? You know what I'm talking about? Where it like comes up to here. That's what
he yeah.
And it would come up to here.
Oh, and just protect him. Like the toilet bowl the guys used to wear. Yeah, that was it. You know what I'm talking about? Like the old school, before even the neck protector came up, before that it was the whole toilet seat where they just wear that cushion around the shoulder pads. Like, I don't know if that helped or not. That's how football has changed over time. It's like the one bar face mask. The last guy to wear that was a Browns kicker. I saw that the other day. And he got grandfathered in. Like, if you wanted to wear one bar today, like a lot of guys did, like Joe Theismann did back in the day for the Redskins, very famously, like, you couldn't do it. It's just, it's a safety hazard. But there's one dude in like 2007 who was a holder for the Browns, I think. That's what it was. And he has the one bar, and he has like this huge mustache. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a bygone era. Wow. We're going to go from old school to new school, because now we got to put our official bets on the card. You've heard our favorite football plays, but which ones are we going to make official? We're going to tell you. We're going to talk with the Donkster, and then we're going to hand things off to Bet Sweats. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.